We're going to be thinking this morning about God calling us. We're going to be thinking about what happens if God calls us. But if anybody calls us, we kind of need to be paying attention. We need to be listening. I had hoped to set something up with the colour party beforehand, and bless them, I sprang it on Toby about 34 seconds before you came in, which meant he didn't quite understand what I wanted. But that worked perfectly, because it meant he didn't quite know what I wanted him to do. And I had to say to him again, right, go now, not now. Go, go, go. To be able to hear a message, we've got to be able to actually be listening and understand what's required of us. I don't know, how many of you, perhaps even put your hands up here, how many of you always pay attention at school? Put your hands up if you do. Matt does, that's good because he's teaching. Well done you guys, that's really good. Yeah, some of you do, that's brilliant. That changes quite soon, I suspect, but well done if you do. How many of you listen when your mum shouts up the stairs, says, you still haven't tidied your bedroom? How many of you do it straight away? Yeah, some do. Well done. Seem to be more that are beginning to go, well, no, actually. What about if you're playing on your PlayStation? Other consoles are available. Can you hear when your dad shouts up the stairs and goes, dinner's ready, it's going cold? Yeah, some of you do. Brilliant, well done. More and more shaking their heads now, though. So although I kind of set it up, the lads in the colour party at the beginning there, they kind of weren't listening properly because I'd only given them the instructions a few seconds before, to be fair. Didn't quite know how to respond. Now, if we have scenarios where sometimes we don't even know how to react when our parents or our teachers are saying things to us, how do we know what to do if God talks to us? This was a problem that was faced by a young boy called Samuel in the Bible. And we're going to do a Bible reading, but we're going to just dramatise it a bit. Normally, in the past, I've tried to do little films, and I would have liked to have done this as a film a while back, but I haven't. So we're just going to do a bit of improv. I'd like one volunteer from GB, please. Come on then, come out the front, please. Wonderful, what's your name?
Maisie.
Maisie, brilliant, Maisie. Stand there and face that way for a second. And a volunteer from Boys Brigade, please. That young man there, thank you. Come forward. What's your name?
George.
George, Maisie and George. Maisie and George are going to become improv actors this morning. Okay? Now, we don't want to do sort of gender stereotyping in BB and GB. So, Maisie, you're going to be Samuel. All right? That sounds a bit weird, doesn't it? But go with me on this. George, you're going to be an old man called Eli.
Yeah, I've heard
the
story before.
Oh, you star. Tell you what, I'll take the mic off and George is doing the rest of the service.
No?
No? Oh, okay, all right. But you know what's going to happen, do you? That's brilliant. Right. So what's going to happen is I'm going to read the story and you two are going to just play along. When things happen, I might give you a little nudge just in case you're not sure. But you can do some of the things as they happen, all right? So it's going to start off with the two of you asleep in a temple. So if you want to get down on the ground and fall asleep a moment. I said fall asleep. He fell asleep. Fantastic. Okay. Some of you might know the story in the Bible. It comes from the first book of Samuel in the Bible, chapter 3, and we're dramatizing the first 20 verses. That's not quite as bad as it sounds. You won't be up here for an hour. It's okay. The boy Samuel served the Lord under the teachings of his master Eli. Back in those days, the Lord didn't speak directly to his people very often, and not many people were having visions. Now, Eli was an old man, and his eyes were so weak that he was almost blind. One night, he was lying in bed. Brilliant. BAFTA's coming up soon, Oscars a week later. Gets my nomination all the time. Now, Samuel was also asleep in bed. Splendid. In the Lord's house where the ark was kept. That's a really posh box with some important documents in it. And the lamp of God was kept burning all night long. Then the Lord called Samuel. I'm going to be the Lord. It sounds a little bit big-headed, I know, but go with me on this because I need to kind of do a booming voice. You ready for this? I apologize if this messes up the sound thing. Samuel. Samuel. Samuel got up. Jump up quick. Because Samuel thought that it was Eli needing something in the night. So he ran over to Eli and he woke him up.
What is it?
Wait, hang on. Okay, whoa. Hold on. Improv is fine, but that's going a bit too far. Just hold your horses, George. Wait for the cue, okay? Because Eli knelt down next to... Samuel knelt down next to Eli and said, "Here I am, Lord, what do you want?" And then Eli said, "I didn't want you. Go back to bed." Do that bit.
"I want you. Go back to bed."
Perfect. So you go back to bed. Now, Samuel had only just gone back off to sleep. Perhaps a bit of snoring. Can you snore? Hang on. Do it more. There we go. Oh, well done. Snored so loud that the sound system got broken. Oh, hello, now we're in trouble. Bear with me a sec. Yeah, I think we're good. Just got back off to sleep when the Lord called again. Samuel. Samuel. Go on. Samuel now runs straight back to Eli, shakes Eli, and says, "You called me. Here I am." And guess what Eli says? He says, "You can do it. You can go on." He says,
"I didn't call you, go back to bed."
Brilliant! Now Samuel was young. Unsurprisingly, given the context of this improv, he didn't know what he was doing. So he went back to bed. He'd never heard God speaking to him before. And then a third time, God called, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel got up again, ran over to Eli, shook him awake and said,
"What do you want? I didn't call you, go back to..."
No, wait, whoa, you're doing it again, George. Whoa! Hold your horses. In all stories, the third time is the magic number, isn't it? Because this time, right, you're listening, you're paying attention. Eli realized it was God calling the boy. So he said to Samuel, "Go back to bed, but this time when God calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" That's a long line, have you remembered that? No, you don't do it yet. You're going to do it in a second, but that's good practice. Can you do that for me? Okay, I'll break it down a bit. Go back to bed. And this time when you hear someone calling, say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening."
Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.
Perfect. Go and get back into bed again. So Samuel did as he was told. He went back to bed and he lay down. This time, when the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel," Samuel sat up and said, I'm going to give you the line, it's all right, don't worry, I'm going to feed at you. Samuel sat up and said, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening."
Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.
Thank you very much. Let's do that again, shall we?
Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.
Outstanding. I'm going to put this here. And the Lord said to Samuel, "I'm going to do something in Israel that's going to amaze everyone who hears about it. And I'm going to use you as my voice. So Samuel listened to God's plans. The next morning, health and safety, move that out of the way. The next morning, when Samuel went back and woke up Eli, probably made him breakfast, brought him a cup of coffee in bed, the sort of thing you do. Eli asked what God had said to him. And Samuel explained everything that God had told him in the night. The Lord was with Samuel. And as he grew up, all of Israel came to know that Samuel was a true follower of God. Thank you very much, you two. Round of applause for the Improv Stars. So to start with, Samuel didn't even know that it was God calling him. How would we today know if God was calling us? It may not be a booming, magical, authoritarian voice. It could be all sorts of things, couldn't it? It could be a friend advising you on something. It could be a teacher or one of your officers in BB or GB. Or it might even be what we sometimes call that small voice in your head that just tells you what's right and what's perhaps not right. Samuel thought the voice that he heard was Eli's, but really what he was hearing was the voice of God. And it took Eli to help him to realize that he had to answer and he had a role to play for God. We're going to have some prayers and then we're going to sing. Now for the prayers, I'm going to have to clip this on again, which means it's a good job it's built robustly, isn't it, seeing as it's already hit the ground once. In a sense, the prayers that we're going to say are kind of part of us hearing what God wants us to hear and doing something about it. I've got a flip chart here. I'm going to bring it forward a little bit. There we go. Because life can be pretty confusing at the best of times. And it's particularly confusing at the moment for all sorts of reasons. And we want to talk to God about those things. We want to find out what his plan is in the world and what he'd like us to do about some of these things. I'd like people just to quickly, if they feel happy to do so, just to shout out some things they'd like us to pray about. Can just give me a one word or a very short sentence. What would people like us to pray about this morning?
Ukraine,
thank you. I think that's a big problem, isn't it? There's a hand over here, George.
Stopping.
Any others? It can be another situation or people you know. The refugees, thank you, absolutely. And there are lots of refugees in the world. It's not just people coming from Ukraine at the moment, is it? But that's a really important one for us. Thank you, yes. Oh, bless you. One of your friends' grannies has died. So we're going to pray for people who've lost loved ones. Yeah, thank you. That's a really important one. People who are feeling grief. Any more? Yeah. Oh, right, lovely. Your mum?
Mama.
Is that your granny?
Yeah,
lovely. So people who are poorly or in hospital. And it's funny how sometimes some of these prayers, they don't have to be here in a church or what have you, because as I drove to church this morning, the air ambulance was landing. There's been an accident somewhere. Now on the side of the road, so that might be somebody who needs us to pray for them in a moment. Yes?
I lived
in a hospital. Were you? But you got better. Fantastic. So maybe we should pray for the people who helped you to get better. How's about that? Should we do that? Okay. I'm also going to do something where, when I've prayed a little bit about these things, I'm going to have a period of silence, because some people might have things they'd like to pray about, they've been too scared to put their hand up, or just something they'd like to pray about on their own in a little chat with God. So we'll have a moment of silence then as well, but we're going to pray about these things in particular. So let's just bow our heads, hands together if that's what you can talk to do, and we're going to pray. Heavenly Father, the world can be a big and confusing place. But we want to thank you that you've sent us your Son Jesus, who helps us to make sense of it all. We're sorry that in the busyness and the bustle of life, it's too easy to forget about you and to lose sight of the things which are important in life. So in our prayers this morning, we want to pray especially for the people of Ukraine. People who just a few weeks ago were getting up in warm houses, having breakfast together, maybe even going to church, and now find themselves hundreds and hundreds of miles away or trapped in cities which are being bombed. Lord, we don't understand what's happening there, but we put this situation into your hands. Bring peace, we pray. Care for those who are in trouble. We want to pray this morning for people who are mourning, who've lost loved ones. That could be because of some big thing in the news. It could also be just people that we know.
Let them feel your love, Lord. Let them feel your arms wrapped around them, giving them comfort at a time when they feel desperate. We pray too for people who are sick. Perhaps they're in hospital. Perhaps they are isolating at home. But either way, they might be feeling a bit lonely or a bit scared. And the people who love them might be feeling a bit scared too. Be near to those people, Lord. Give them your strength. Let them know your love. And we want to thank you, Lord, this morning for people who help us when we're sick and in trouble. Thank you for the men and women who work long hours in hospitals. Thank you to the people who keep us safe at school or at work and in our day-to-day situations. Let them too feel your strength to help them carry on when they are exhausted, sometimes to the point of dropping. And now, just for a few moments, we're going to sit in silence. Think about those situations or other people or situations known to you that you'd like to bring to God today. Help us to listen for your voice, Lord, a voice which guides us, which tells us right from wrong, which shows us how we can perhaps help in some situations. Give to us friends who can help us. Help us to understand. Help us to know right from wrong. Who will advise us on how we can respond to situations which can seem so helpless. And above all, help us to know and love the friendship and support of Jesus, so that we can walk close with him every day of our lives. Amen. Tell you what, that was a brilliant silence. That was really good. Thank you very much, you lot. That was great. To kind of reward you for that, we're going to sing. Okay? One extreme to the other. So we're going to stand and we're going to sing the song No Longer Slaves. Thank you. So we thought about the Word of God and how sometimes we might not hear it. Let's think a little bit about how we might respond. Have you been listening this morning? What might God be telling you to do today? We heard how Samuel took a long time to realize that it was even God calling him. And then it needed Eli to point that out to him to help him on the next step of the way. If we read on through the Bible, we'd find out just how important Samuel became as a messenger of God. It was one more step in a long journey of faith, listening and then responding to God's call. He became a really important judge in his country, a respected man amongst all the people. So much so that in the end, he got to pick their next king. How cool would that be? And two whole books of the Bible end up being named after him because he was so important. But how do we know what we should be doing next? Let's just illustrate the point quickly. I'd like Toby, who does not know anything about this and is now shaking, going, no, no, no. But that's why I want him. Up you come, please, Toby. And let's have one GB volunteer. Would you like to come then, please? Thank you. One BB volunteer. But this will be from the younger ones. Yes, come on up. Thank you. And can I have one mum or dad, please? Oh, hello. Thank you very much. Come on up. Round of applause for our volunteers. Thank you. Now, in brigades, we sometimes do a thing called drill. At which point these four go, actually, I've got an appointment somewhere else. I'm so sorry for stitching you up. But drill is about giving some commands so that people know what to do, or sometimes perhaps don't quite know what to do. Let's find out, shall we? I'm not putting you on the spot, it's all right. There's nothing else you have to do. It's okay. First of all, to be able to do drill, I need these people standing at attention, which means you put your feet together and you put your hands down by your sides. Thank you. So I'm going to give you a command now. I'm going to say, squad, right turn. Oh. I'm going to say, squad, left turn. This is good. I'm going to say, squad, salute to the front, salute. Splendid. And one more. Squad, dismiss. Brilliant. Thank you very much. You can sit down. Thank you. So what do we see happening there? Well, first of all, those people who I think, had you ever done some drill before? None at all. Oh, it's coming out now. You've done a little bit, I know, haven't you? Of course, Toby has. But some of those people had never done drill before, but the commands are nice and clear, and so they knew what to do. And if they weren't quite sure, occasionally I saw people just looking over at Toby going, oh yeah, I'll do what he's doing. Especially the dismiss one, because that's not as obvious, and almost every Tuesday night I have to have a little go at some of the boys for forgetting to salute when they dismiss. So we need clear instructions, and sometimes we need somebody to show us what to do to be able to get it right. We might guess sometimes, we might kind of know basically what's right or wrong and what we should be doing in a given situation, but we don't always. Sometimes things are going on in the world where we really have not got a clue how best to respond, and heaven knows we're probably in that position at the moment. But one good idea that you can do is to look to somebody who's got a bit more experience than you. Somebody you perhaps respect. That might be somebody here in church. It might be one of your teachers. It might be your brigade officers. It might be your parents. If you watch them and talk to them, they'll help you to figure out what the next step is in your journey with God. They'll help you to work out what it is you should do next. Oh, and by the way, let's not forget Jesus, shall we? Because God did a pretty clever thing in sending kind of this perfect role model that we can look to whenever we're not quite sure what we should be doing. Samuel didn't have that advantage because he's in the Old Testament times. So he was before Jesus. But God then sent Jesus, kind of, okay, here's the template. Here's the way we could all try and live our lives. And Maya this morning has taken another step on her journey with God today. So well done you, because it's quite a brave thing to do. I'm back to Samuel. That's why I said his. I thought I'd just made a huge error, but I'm back to Samuel for a moment. I'll come back to you in a sec. Samuel's mother dedicated Samuel to God as a small child because she saw that God had great plans for him. Maya's mum and dad have done the same thing for her. And now with this dedication, we can pray for you that great things lie ahead for you too. By coming to BB and GB, by coming to church, by talking to people that you know and trust, and by following the example of Jesus, we can all, young and old, big and small, all of us here in this space today, we can all find out what it is we should be doing with our lives. What should be our next step on the journey with God? Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. That's kind of all it takes. The willingness to listen, wherever that voice may come from, and then to act on what is right. We're going to sing again.